The great humorist Mark Twain famously said, "Buy land because they're not making it anymore." And that adage couldn't be any more true today. According to a 2016 survey by Savills of London, $217 trillion is the total valuation of the global market for real estate. And to put that in perspective, consider, to date, the total value of all gold pulled from the ground is approximated at $6 trillion. It's a 36-to-1 ratio. And how does one get into the world of real estate? It can often be tough. A lack of transparency, a need for initial investment, the lack of liquidity, exorbitant fees to brokers and attorneys and taxes can really put up barriers when people try to invest their money in the real estate market. And the speed at which you can remove your money from a real estate investment often make it very hard to see profit in the end. But along comes blockchain technology, which has revolutionized the way people transfer money. But now it's been put to task, making the world of real estate investing much more simple. How does blockchain technology simplify the real estate market? This week on the CryptoCast from Chicago Crypto Capital, we've got a primer for you on the world of real estate markets as seen through blockchain. Stay with us.
You're listening to the CryptoCast from Chicago Crypto Capital, your destination for a better understanding of the wild world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. The material provided is for informational purposes only. You should not construe any such information or other material as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. Investing in stocks, exchange-traded funds, mutual funds, and money market funds involve risk of loss. Invest wisely. Now back to your hosts, Jeff Carlin and Brian Amoah, on the CryptoCast from Chicago Crypto Capital.
Welcome into another edition of the CryptoCast with Chicago Crypto Capital. I'm Jeff Carlin. Always with me is Brian Amoah. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Pretty good. And we've got a really great topic today. I'm excited about this one. Tokenization in real estate markets. Who did you bring with us to help break this down?
Christine Ashmore, here, head of business development over here at Chicago Crypto Capital.
Let's start with the basics here. What is this? Explain it to somebody who doesn't know anything about it, which is me in this case.
Okay, well, what makes it very exciting is the beauty of the blockchain. The blockchain allows for a record, a single source of truth, which makes this whole program work beautifully. Tokenization is not that different than having a share of a company, of an investment in real estate. The difference is there's a lot more flexibility in terms of the ownership of those tokens. Those tokens are no different than shares in that they enjoy revenue share, they enjoy appreciation. The hold period for an investment in real estate, tokenized real estate, is a minimum of a year compared to like a REIT. A REIT would be like minimum of 7 to up to 10 years hold. There is a platform created, and on that platform, there can be the buy and sell of tokens. So someone has an investment and they want to move on to something else, they can sell it on the platform. A new person can come in and basically just replace them. So if it's a new project going up and it's a developer, the money stays in place. It's just the players can change, and then that player moves on to the next investment opportunity.
That's really interesting. Is that meaning that if I'm buying a token into a development, take it to the beginning. So let's say I've got a plot of land and I want to develop it into something. Can I just tokenize that investment to anybody, or how does that work?
The initial investor has to be accredited. But then when it is sold on the platform, the secondary market could be sold to anyone. So it actually broadens. It's kind of like crowdfunding. It broadens the base tremendously in terms of who can buy that investment, not initially, but in the secondary market. And it allows people that normally wouldn't have access to very exciting real estate opportunities to get involved and to not have to spend millions of dollars to get involved as well.
And there have been ideas like this in the past where there were groups that were trying to do this, but there was no blockchain involved with it, right? I mean, I've heard about this years ago, but it always seemed like it was a pyramid scheme. But this has real security behind it.
Because of the blockchain, there's tremendous security with it. It's easy. If you have access to that platform and that blockchain, you can see every transaction that's transpired. Once a transaction's in place, it cannot be modified. It can be modified after the fact, but that initial transaction cannot be modified. And tokenizing real estate is just the beginning. We can tokenize any illiquid asset. We can tokenize art, debt, bonds. I mean, it's going to, in the long run, I think, transform how the financial markets actually raise money.
And when you say tokenizing debt, people go back to the crash of 08, and that seems like one of those things where there's so many pieces of derivatives, things that were being moved and shifted, and behind the scenes, companies were selling debt to other companies. But in a tokenized world, you would see all that.
There's no behind the scenes in tokenizing debt. Everything is transparent, which is what makes it so great.
Which is the beauty of it, right, Brian?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the advantages you're seeing when you're seeing a lot of people trying to do some of these things in the past. An issue is the lack of transparency. And transparency is always a balance with privacy, and blockchain gives you that medium. You don't necessarily need to know who's doing this. And you can, you know, and there's different projects where, you know, all investors need to be known or in a jurisdiction or whatever. But the fact that these are on the blockchain, private or public, you're able to see, you know, big movements. You don't have perhaps the principals, perhaps, you know, dumping their shares to another individual without some of these other minority shareholders in the traditional sense knowing about it. You know, big restructurings are, if you want to pay attention, you know, that information is out there for you.
And with any investment, there's always that worry that I got to wait until the market's right, or I got to wait until the project's done, or it's fully capitalized. But really, a tokenization kind of takes some of that scariness out of it.
Yeah, that's the beauty of tokenizing real estate. It takes an illiquid asset and makes it liquid. Meaning, if you own a piece of real estate, it appreciates. You usually have to wait for it to sell to get your money out. With tokenization, you can sell your tokens and be out in a minute, in an hour, in a day, depending on how fast your tokens sell, with everything in place, with whatever appreciation, anything that is outlined, you know, in the legal framework, you receive and move on, and that person takes over. You don't have to worry about fees or, you know, early withdrawal penalties or anything like that. That's the beauty of it.
And where would I get started if I wanted to do something like this?
You would reach out to Chicago Crypto Capital, and we would help you.
Can you give us an example of a project that someone would jump in on?
One of the first projects was the St. Regis in Aspen. They raised 19.8% of their total $100 million raise was raised tokenized and was raised very quickly to move the project along. I mean, who wouldn't want to be involved in the St. Regis in Aspen? I would, right? So, yeah. You know, and that's
pretty much
the thing.
Anything in Aspen, probably.
And the key to success with the real estate tokenization is it's got to be a great opportunity. You know, if it's an average opportunity, it's going to have an average play on the platform. So you really want it to perform well.
Is there a place where people see projects that are tokenized or projects in this vein? If they come to you guys, I mean, is there a trading position there? Is there a marketplace? Is there something where people can go and just see, you know, other options that are other opportunities that are already out there and kind of get a feel? Because that's one of the things that people always, before they adopt to something, they want to see it in progress and see it working. And obviously the St. Regis is a great example, but is there another place where people can see that?
The platform providers, software providers from these, their model is to put all these deals on their platforms. For us, when we're bringing a deal to some of our clients, you know, we're not the software providers in there. So the different, depending on the platforms, and everyone's competing for these deals. So, you know, almost like the traditional real estate market. And then also you have individual people just creating softwares, creating deals for themselves on the one-off on the platform. So it's not one big all thing, like you talk about the New York Stock Exchange, but even with stock, you know, you have the New York Stock Exchange, the London Stock Exchange, the Tokyo. You know, you're going to have your different listings, but these are transferable within their own platforms. They're not some universal, I mean, they'll have universal value, but the exchange of them are still controlled on one platform. The reason for this, you know, there's different requirements for different sales, different jurisdictions, ownerships. You know, you can't just have them flying around on there. A lot of these are done on private blockchains versus public blockchains.
Which is a benefit because it secures them.
Yeah, you know, you don't want, you know, you may want to open up the St. Regis. The St. Regis of Aspen wouldn't be probably terribly happy if they had a bunch of investors from some of these illicit countries or dark monies or whatever. So there's still, you know, your customers, there's still vetting of the people. So there's still a little bit of control. This is taking the technology of blockchain. Some of the pure enthusiasts may not be so enthusiastic about this because there's still an element of control. The people issuing this are controlling the process to some degree.
Excellent. And where should I go today if I want to learn more right now?
Yeah, send them on to info@ChicagoCryptoCapital. You know, let us know you're in the real estate and we can get you started.
Excellent. And what else, anything else I should know? I'm interested in getting into this because it sounds like it's the future. I mean, we keep talking about that and then the idea that's not decentralized and making it, you know, so secure and so transparent. Is there anywhere or is there anything I should know that I didn't get to here?
Yeah. And I think this is almost like every time you talk about blockchain, perhaps any sort of technology, you know, just because it's blockchain or real estate, you know, these are still very buzzwords and you have a lot of people with bad projects saying it's blockchain now. That doesn't make it a good investment. You know, if you're investing in real estate, it still needs to be a good market. She mentioned Aspen's very hot market, you know, the same if they're talking about a hotel and maybe, you know, Podunk, whatever,
right.
It may not be a good investment just because it's blockchain, okay? And blockchain is a facilitator. It is not going to be the core.
Isn't in any investment, there's some sort of risk.
Yeah, so you have to do your due diligence.
You want to make sure you do your due diligence, know what you're getting into, make sure that you're investing the amount that you can lose, that that it's all within your normal parameters. Knowing that, you know, that being said, once you have that, you will have additional tools with the transparency and other things that you can perhaps make those decisions.
Well, I think that's a pretty good hot take on tokenization in the real estate market. As always, if you want to learn more, ChicagoCryptoCapital.com. And of course, check out us here always, listening for more information. That's where you should go. For Brian and Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.